Get connected to Adventist World Radio SID Media on social media platforms. On Facebook, we are AWR SID Media. On Twitter, at @AWRSID_media. On Instagram, we are @AWR_SID Media. And on TikTok, @AWRSID Media. Do follow us and be part of sharing the gospel. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
And now we are joined by the good Pastor Chindolo, who's going to be giving us some perspective on what we're talking about, Pastor Kenfield Sindolo, who's going to be talking to us about the incarnation. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. How are you?
I am very well.
Greetings. Greetings to all our listeners.
Yeah. So this means that God, in the person of Jesus, well, condescended to take on the human nature. What do we as Adventists believe when we're speaking about the incarnation, Pastor?
Thank you so much. Today, like yesterday, we have a very wonderful subject, the incarnation. Maybe it would actually be nice to define what is incarnation. My own definition, this is when God puts on humanity. This is my own definition. Incarnation, this is a term that we hear around us. And this is just talking about how Jesus, who is the Son of God, who is also God, was born amongst us and lived amongst us. This is what theologians are calling incarnation. Now, like you asked, this is very interesting to have God become one of you. This is very, very interesting. And this is our emphasis in our study for today.
So what I was trying to understand there, Mfundisi, is do we as Seventh-day Adventists believe that God reduced himself and condescended himself to become a human being? Is that our understanding as Seventh-day Adventists?
Yes, actually, the Seventh-day Adventists, we take the position of what the Bible tells us. First of all, we pick it from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Where in the book of Genesis 1, verse 1, the Bible is saying, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the word that is used for God there is Elohim in the plural form. This Elohim in the plural form, right from the first verse in the Bible, we have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And this is why, when we now come to the New Testament, John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, there the Bible is saying, in the beginning was the Word. Which beginning? At the beginning of everything. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that was made. And in verse 14 now, we are actually told that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And this is what we believe as Seventh-day Adventists. We believe that actually God became present in the flesh in Jesus when he was born and lived amongst us. We take that position.
Okay. All right. So how was Jesus born of a virgin woman? How did that happen?
And you know, now this is getting more interesting. Here is a virgin. Mary has never known any man. And on the mind of man, what we know is that, you know, for a child to be conceived, this is what must happen. There must be a man, there must be a woman. But how it happens, when we go to the Bible and we look at verses, books like Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, Luke chapter 1, verse 35, when we look at these verses, we are actually told that here is a virgin, Mary, who actually became the cradle of the Son, the Son's incarnation, where God, the Holy Spirit, we simply say, in a very special way, without meeting, without, like what happens with every other human, God, the Holy Spirit, caused Mary to actually conceive. And this child is a special child, and this is how Jesus is to be later born from a virgin woman, whose conception is actually caused by God, the Holy Spirit. And later, we see Jesus is born in a very unique way. You remember that Joseph was just in the process that, you know, I want to marry. But just in that process, before anything happened between them, this happened. And actually, it was a problem that even God had to find a better way to communicate to Joseph that, you know what, this is a very special, a unique way of how your fiancé has conceived. It has nothing to do with her unfaithfulness. This is actually by God himself.
Okay, I was interested in the how part, the emphasis, but we move on. How is he a man and still a God?
You know, this actually for some centuries now has actually been a problem, even amongst others, beginning from history. We find that just there, to understand that he is indeed man and at the same time he is God, it has been a problem, to the extent that we have actually some heresies that mushroomed at some point in history. I'll cite some of them before I go to really how he is God and how he is man. You know, in history, we have a man called Apollinaris, who was a bishop in Laodicea, and that was about 361 AD, who actually denied the completeness of the humanity of Jesus. For him, he takes it that what we saw in Jesus, he was actually a mixture of the divinity, and this is why we see him do what he did. He, according to this Apollinarianism, this belief actually is denying the completeness of the humanity of Jesus. Apart from this, we also have a heresy that was started by Nestorius, who actually worked as a monk and as a presbyter at Antioch. And that was before becoming the patriarch at Constantinople in 428 BC, AD, sorry. Now, this heresy separates the two natures. What we see in this one is that, you know, this heresy is saying he was human. Of course, when he was human, he takes that form, and there's nothing else from him. I'll emphasize how different it is from what we believe. So the last one is Eutychianism, where the originator of this belief says, you know, there are two natures, yes. And even before the incarnation, these two natures are combined together. And when we combine the divinity, the humanity, we now come up with, according to this heresy, the third nature. This third nature is the bringing together of the humanity and the divinity. Now, what is the truth? What do we believe? What we believe is what we find in the Bible. That, you know what? Jesus was 100% a human being. He was somebody who actually, when he was moving up and down, he would get tired. You remember in Luke chapter 8, 23, he could also sleep. He is also one who actually needed to rest, meaning he got tired. He needed food, like in Matthew 4, verse 2, 21, verse 18. He also needed like physical protection. All these things show that actually he was seriously human. There would be times when he would show his joy. There would be times when he would actually show his anger, like in Mark chapter 3, verse 5. His sorrow, all those things. And we even read that he wept at some point. He was seriously human. And all these things that I've listed, you don't see God have this. On the other side, as he was fully human, he was at the same time fully God. Because you remember, he would actually forgive sin, and there's no one. Just like even the Jews of his time believed that the only one who could forgive sin was only God. And Jesus would do that. And he would actually heal the sick. He would actually not only heal them, he would actually command, speak like he is God, even when he was on earth. So he was fully human and at the same time fully divine. Thank you.
Okay, all right. My final question then, Pastor, I'll let you go after that. How can both exist at once, the human part and the godly part? How do they both exist at once?
Yes, this is actually very interesting. Incarnation is very, very interesting. This can only happen with God. This can only happen with God. He, on the other side, there are many scriptures that actually are telling us of him having no beginning. And you picked it from when I said, in the beginning was the Word, meaning he was there, even far from the time when the beginnings began. He existed even before that. So why are we told that now he becomes human, he becomes all that? You know, all these things that are revealed to man are revealed to us to help us understand the plan of redemption. The Bible does not struggle to help us make understand how God lived even before the beginnings. The Bible only begins to make us understand how things started, how things got bad, how things can be made better, and that it can only be through him who is now the way, and how both can exist. It can only be so in him who is God. Without him being God, this cannot happen. The uniqueness even begins at the point when he is born, because there's no one else who can be born that way. It is only him who is God, who chooses to dwell among us, like Isaiah is calling him. This is God with us.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. Mfundisi, really appreciate your time. Please close for us briefly as we close.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, you who chose to become like one of us, all for purposes that you should give us life and give it in abundance. We pray, dear Lord, that even as we accept you as our personal Savior, as our Lord, in charge of everything, Lord, may you take charge every aspect of our lives. Be with our presenter. Be with all the listeners. That, Lord, as we make decisions of allowing you to be in charge of our lives, may it begin, Lord, to make changes that draw us more closer to you than ever before. Bless us all to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Mfundisi. Thank you very much for your time, Mfundisi. May God bless you and your ministry. We really appreciate your time, Pastor Sindolo.
Thank you so much. You are a blessing, and I pray the Lord that he blesses you and all the listeners and all the workers at Adventist World Radio. Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. I receive. Thank you very much. Mfundisi.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism. AWR.